in a fit of anger, he actually strangulated her there. So that was how the case evolved. This case began as a missing person investigation. So the colleagues of the deceased actually reported her missing. It was very unusual because for the past 4 years, she had not missed a day of work. From that point on, we tried to establish her whereabouts and found that she was together with a male subject. She was last established to be with him. So the next natural question is, where's the body? So with that, he claimed to have brought the deceased body to this remote area in Lim Chu Kang, where he found this perfect spot to dispose of the body. So in disposing, he also concocted the plan to burn the body. So he found this remote spot where there are these lorry canopies that was discarded there. So he actually placed the deceased body beneath the canopy, and he started to burn the body there. It took him like 2-3 days before he managed to effectively destroy the deceased body. Having the accused person confess is only the first part and is the beginning part of the story. You will need to find out whether or not is that a genuine confession or is it a confession that is aimed to shield others. So you will need to find collaborative evidences to prove or disprove that, and that is where DNA plays a critical role. Yeah, because you have been here, you have been there. Not only I should be able to see you on CCTV, any contacts that you have, your DNA transfer might be there. More often than not, it is there. And this is where the recovery and the eventual tracing of DNA evidence becomes absolutely critical.
It was pretty much a forested area, so detailed search, we have to go into the area to search for minute details, for small trace evidence. Example of this trace evidence could be hair, it could be fabrics, it could be other sources of DNA.
The logical place to look at will definitely be things that that person uses on a daily basis, intimately. So we can be looking at pajamas, like in this case, clothing worn that wasn't washed, and tooth brushes, for example, shavers for guys. Yeah, so these are the things that you use on a daily basis, and the chance of getting a DNA profile there is high. So the blood was also eventually matched to those of the pajamas that were found in her room. Yeah, those trace DNA evidences. So that the court another reason to believe that the blood in the vehicles belongs to the deceased.